Tim McGraw, How I'll Always Be on the Kix Afternoon Show. 508, Rick Moyer with you. Now in the studio, I have some friends. Yeah, I do have friends. Believe it or not, it's not always me all by myself. That's right. We have with us the co-chairman. Are you the chairman? Is that what you are?
Co-chairman? Yes.
All right. Of Winterfest, downtown Aberdeen. Who do I have with me here?
Betty Wirth.
Okay.
Bobby McCracken.
Well, there you go. Now, these ladies are amazing. Very energetic. I think they're probably on their lips, though, about this time, because the big Winterfest happens this weekend.
Yes, it does. Friday in December.
Yeah.
That's this Friday, December 2nd, and Saturday, December 3rd.
Okay, tell me what's going on, because there's a ton of... Yesterday, I went in-depth and gave the whole schedule.
Okay.
But today, I thought it would be fun for you to talk about what's happening this weekend. Start us off.
Okay, Friday night at 5:30 over at Zelasco Park, we have the Golden Airs from Aberdeen High School.
Oh, cool.
And some choir members from Harbor City Church are coming in on a Grace Harbor Transit trolley.
Oh, cool.
The old trolleys that we used to have.
Yeah.
And so they're going to sing for just a few minutes where people can carol with them.
Sure.
And then we have a surprise guest coming in on a fire truck.
I think I know who that might be.
Yeah, he wears a red suit.
Oh!
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so
not Elvis, by the way.
No, no. He left
yeah,
the building.
He,
yeah. But Santa will be coming in on a fire truck.
Excellent.
And a couple of elves probably will be joining him.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
Very good. Elves are always good to see, too.
And we'll, and at that point, Santa will... tell the elves or tell someone to turn on the Christmas lights.
Oh, that's cool. And then there'll be the lighting of the Christmas tree.
Lighting of the
now,
Christmas tree.
This is our very first like Winterfest thing. That we've never done this before.
Never done this. No, right. This is a first.
Oh, that's so cool. Gives me goosebumps.
Yes. Well, we just decided it was important to try to draw people downtown.
Sure.
And shop locally and have fun doing it. And we're kind of coupling that with First Friday.
Excellent.
So this kicks off the holiday season.
Yeah, I've been involved with First Friday many times in different
Karen
places.
Rowe kind of got it started, and we wanted to really beef it up for this for the holidays.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so Friday night, bunch of different stuff happening. Businesses staying open later.
Yes.
A lot of fun. Then Saturday, there's a whole thing
yes.
going on. What?
First,
tell me.
First, let's address the First Friday event itself.
Sure.
So after the lighting of the Christmas tree, we're having people go downtown, and there's going to be drawings in each of the merchants that are participating in this.
Oh.
It's about 38 at
wow.
this point. Our newest participants are
Aldergrove Gallery, the art gallery in the old Eagles building.
Mm-hmm.
Main attraction.
Cool. They're thinking, now, well, who else? You guys have so many. I don't know how you keep track of everything.
And there will be a drawing in each of those. And the drawing will take place on both Friday and Saturdays. And they can go back on Saturday if they'd like. Some of the merchants are only open on Saturday. I think City Drug mm-hmm. is only open on Saturday.
Right.
And actually, the wine cellar will only be doing their drawing on Friday just because they're going to be up. So,
well, get their names in there, in other words.
Yes, yes. That's
so
for sure.
One other thing is some of the businesses on Heron Street kind of feel like they don't get the participation. So please remember, go to all the businesses that we have listed. They're all really working hard to.
They really are.
To get people in their stores. So CNC Motorsports down mm-hmm. by Scoops. And Scoops is participating as well. So
oh,
go
great.
Grab a latte or an ice cream. Go
ice
check.
Cream.
Yeah. And go to Harbor Shoes. She's got a purse in the raffle. And go to all the stores and check them out. You
now,
know?
Those are, you know, and every time you say one of these businesses, I think about the people that run them.
Yes.
Nice, nice folks.
Yeah,
you
they
know,
are.
They're the heartbeat of our community.
So then on Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., we're going to have breakfast with Santa, courtesy of the Windermere Foundation.
Oh, good.
They've made a donation, and children up to sixth grade will have breakfast free.
Oh, that's awesome.
Pancakes and ham and orange juice and milk.
If they can eat, because they're going to be so excited to be eating yes, with Santa.
That's right, that's right. And then there's an opportunity also to have their picture taken with
oh,
Santa.
Oh, great.
Courtesy of the Grace Harbor Community Hospital. Now, that
oh,
is a
great.
Fundraiser for them, and that will be $10 because the proceeds go to purchase stuffed animals for kids
aww.
That are in the hospital.
That's awesome.
So they aren't traumatized by that event.
Right.
Now, Home Depot is going to do their woodcraft
They do a great job at that, by the way. I've seen them do
that
before.
They're going to do that, and there'll be an opportunity to write letters to Santa.
Excellent.
And other crafts. So it's going to be we're really pushing this as a friendly, fun
family
activity
type of thing. Great.
Weekend.
Now, if the weather forecast says it's going to rain, it's still going to go on?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Well, somebody said one time, wow, you'll be ruined if it rains. No. And I said, we live in Grays Harbor. Are you kidding?
And also remember
we're
that
used to it.
We're going to have some easy apps up so that people can
get out of the weather if they need to.
Yeah,
if
they need to. And the trolley will actually take people downtown.
That's awesome.
They'll make a loop and do the whole downtown Aberdeen area. One other merchant that is not downtown is Duffy's. Now,
We
thought, gosh, if people are starting at 5:30 or 6 o'clock, they need to eat.
That's
so
right.
The restaurants that are in the downtown area are offering a Winterfest special.
Oh, good.
Or a discount.
Now, they have to come to the tree lighting ceremony.
To get that coupon or something.
Well, they'll get a
wristband.
Yeah, lime, neon green wristband that says Winterfest.
Oh, cool. Good.
So the restaurants will either offer a special or a 10% off.
Very cool.
Oh,
excellent.
So, also,
and also, there's an
ugly sweater contest.
As you can tell, we're prepared.
You are prepared. I'm impressed.
So that is Friday night. And so if you have an ugly sweater, you go over to Harbor Shoes, and they will take your picture, and then someone from the committee will pick the winners. And we're picking three adult winners, and they get a car detailing certificate
from
Five Star. So
fantastic.
Three adults will have clean cars for Christmas.
Oh, that's nice.
And then we have a gift certificate for a youth winner for a $15 gift certificate to Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Nice.
Because they don't drive.
No.
Yeah, but they eat pizza. Yeah.
They do. And we also want to thank all the members of our Winterfest committee, Debbie Blecka and Stacey Barnum and Jane Goldberg and Carolyn Anderson and Janet Best. Because if it wasn't for those women, this wouldn't have happened.
No, uh-uh. It's definitely a team effort, isn't it?
And the Lions Club are preparing the breakfast for
us. Oh, good, good.
And Swanson's were very generous, and they gave us a discount. We have all the ingredients for the pancake breakfast at cost.
Oh, that's really cool. That's great.
Yeah.
This is really good all the way around.
Yeah, so.
We've
been busy.
Now, if they want to know more information, all they have to do is get on Facebook.
Yes.
And type in I just typed in Winterfest Aberdeen.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Yep.
There I was.
And we update that. Bobby updates that, you know, one or two times a day when new things happen and we want to add new merchants, new businesses.
Very cool. Well, I'm looking forward to all the folks coming out. This is going to be so fun. You can't call it a first annual because it has to be second to do annual.
Yeah.
But we can say the very first Winterfest.
Yes.
Downtown Aberdeen and surrounding areas.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Come on out. Have a great time. Thank you, ladies, for coming in.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, let's get back to some more music. Here's Zach Brown Band. This is called Homegrown. Kix 95.3.
Smell the sun, warm